All right. It's a blessing to be here. I'm Stuart Scott. Now, you're in track four. The case studies are always difficult because you're thinking, well, it doesn't. There's so many variables, hard to keep track of all of the different moving parts in a case study. I hope you were able to read the case of Jake. Some of you have already read that. Maybe you dealt with that in a class if you took an MA in counseling. But Jake, you see both of those, sin and suffering, and Jake's life. I'm going to give you just a little bit of history here. Jake, the case study, is out of this book. There were five views. Perspectives, that was written earlier. InterVarsity put it together, and Dr. David Paulson wrote the biblical perspective. Then they said, but they're all theorists. Only David was a practitioner as well as presenting theory. All the rest didn't even counsel. So you have four people talking about counseling and perspectives, and they didn't even counsel. So the people at InterVarsity pulled together a couple of psychologists and said, let's have five approaches. Let's take those five perspectives and find practitioners to write on a case study, Jake. So all five, they picked five different people. So you have Tom Plant. He says, keep the Bible out of things when you're counseling. I'm like, oh my. So it's all psychological testing and everything with Tom Plant. You have Gary Moon. He's a mystic. And so it's outside of Scripture. So you're what God's going to speak to you and reveal things. So it's a mystical approach. You have Diane Landberg on the Christian psychology approach. And then Mark McMinn on integration. So you have three integration views, one who says keep the Bible out, and then I wrote on let's bring the Bible in and just stay with the Bible. So there are about 270 references, Bible references in here, and I think there are about 252 in my chapter. There's only one chapter that talks about the gospel. And it's biblical counseling. Only one of these chapters, perspectives, talks about the local church. And you just had a seminar with Garrett on the importance of soul care in the church. There's all those four views. It's not about the church. So it's shocking when you find them, the editors here, saying Jake would be helped by all of them. Equally. And you're thinking, I don't know how you would say that. So you have Jake, and he's got, when you deal with some counselees, there's some moving parts. It's like putting a puzzle together. Did a lot of those during COVID. And there's some pieces missing sometimes, but okay, I think we can kind of see what needs to be addressed in this person's life. Then you find some people that you go, oh, there's a little more parts to this individual, and there's usually some pieces missing. And then you go to the thousand. I think Jake is one of these. You read it, and you're going, oh my goodness. And then this, and then this, and then this. He's like whack-a-mole. As soon as you're going to deal with something in Jake's life, something else pops up. Right? I mean, it was just one thing after the other, and this counselor has counseled five times and says, I don't know what to do. It's a woman, I believe, if I remember right, and does not know how to help Jake there at school. Now, when we're going to build on any counseling case, we start with the gospel. We have to start with a good, firm foundation. And 1 Corinthians 3 says, according to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. I laid the foundation, and someone is building upon it. And then these are some of the most sobering words in the whole New Testament. Be careful how you build. Be careful how you build on the foundation of the gospel. And when we're counseling, the whole chapters there, I mean, you go start at chapter 1 through chapter 3, you're dealing with man's wisdom, psychology, and God's wisdom, and how you're going to help people and minister to people. So be careful how you build. There's wood, hay, and straw that goes up when it comes judgment day. And then there's gold, silver, precious stones that last when the Lord takes a look at what we've done. So I think it's a good reminder, be careful how you build. And I just want to stay with God and His Word and His church. We can use medical know-how as assisting, but when you move into counseling, people like Jake or Tricia tomorrow morning, we're dealing with theology. We're dealing with theology proper, but counseling is more theological than psychological. Who is man? Who is God? Is there a God in this person's life? And then Christ. Counseling without Jesus is not biblical counseling. So a good view of who Jesus is, fully God, fully man, the whole gospel, his life, death, burial, resurrection, soon return. You have soteriology, the whole issue of salvation. What's man's biggest problem? And epistemology, where do we get truth from? Not all knowledge is truth, and not all truth is revelation. Let God be true and every man be found to be a liar when man contradicts God. So it's really important. What does God say in His Word? So epistemology, very important when you're counseling and people say, I just believe this and I know this is a fact. Where'd you get that from? And then the view of man. Who is Jake as a human being created in the image of God? We're image bearers. And then the importance of the church. Ecclesiology, as Garrett just spoke on, that is one of the resource of sanctification. That's how you're going to grow, sort of God's incubator make us more like Christ is the local church. And then other forms of theology as well. I mean, you get into eschatology and hermeneutology and others as well. And you're familiar with this in track one. This is where we're going to start with what God has to say about Jake. We have to get a lot of information from him, but we do want to look at the scriptures and then move our way up and to help him. Now, when you look at the case study of Jake, I'm just going to highlight a couple of things here. We're not going to read it. It's 4.5 pages. Now, when they sent me this, all right, they just sent 5 of us the case study and said, 9,000 words, go at it. How would you help Jake? And I read over it, and then I called one of the editors back and said, I wouldn't be counseling Jake. I would be evangelizing Jake. There's nothing here that even resembles a follower of Christ. I mean, his statements about what he views faith as, you probably picked up on that. You said, I don't think Jake is a believer at all. Well, that's what I said to the editor. I wouldn't be counseling him, so I can't write 9,000 words on how I would counsel Jake. Now, I'd be presenting the gospel to Jake is what I would be doing. In a very caring, compassionate way, but I'd be going over the gospel. And they went, well, the other 4 have already started writing. Let's just assume he is a Christian, but a very immature one. So that was from the editors. The other 4 had already started writing how they would counsel Jake. So with that in mind, I'm going to highlight a few things here just off the